Dear Chicago.
Drove to Chicago.
I didn't care to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
I love that you've heard this whole intro and you have not had your headphones on the whole time. And now you just grab them like you're new at this.
Oh my God, it's because I'm a little drunk. Hi, everyone, and welcome to Foul Monkeys episode 585.
858. 858. No, say it the real way.
850. No.
No, it's 585.
585.
Ugh. Waiting.
558. Ooh. Girl.
I love it when you say your numbers. this is Ricky.
And who shall I be today? This is Cookie Monster.
Oh. Oh, funny. He's sitting here.
All right.
So...
we are, this is the Saturday, okay, so there's a couple things. This is the last episode of the year, unless we record two, because okay. Then the second one will be the last one of the
okay.
year.
Okay.
Before we head out on our hiatus.
And how long is that going to be?
I don't know.
I think around...
July.
Easter.
I don't know. We'll have to talk about that.
It won't be long, I'm sure.
No, because I'll be harassing her to
I'm like, get away. Huh. He's like, let's record. We're in Evanston, you guys.
We're in the north suburb
next to Chicago.
Yes.
It's where Mean Girls was filmed. Or based out of.
Yes. No, well, there was Skokie. So the mall that they were in was Skokie. And I'm like, that is not the Skokie Mall. That bitch is outside. Oh, grrr.
Wait, the Old Orchard Mall?
Yeah.
That's
what it was based on.
Was that the name of the mall?
Uh-huh.
I thought it was North Shore or something.
Mm-mm, that was a high school.
Oh, okay.
Which was actually, it was filmed in... excuse me, y'all, Cookie Monster eating a cookie. I think it was the one in Evanston, Nutrier.
That's cool. So
fucking good.
Which one? Oh, the chocolate chips.
Yes. Yes, honey. Amazing.
Those are almost the last of them, right there.
No, it's like so fucking good. Is it a specific recipe?
Yeah, it's one that I made.
Oh shit. It's butter, butter, and butter.
So what do we have to talk about this week? Oh no, we have to do voicemails and stuff first.
Yes, there was no voicemail.
Liar.
I don't want to play that.
No, there was two other calls before that in the mail.
Oh, was there?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see those.
And then we have
how you pulling my third leg?
And we had some tweet feedbacks and people were saying, oh, don't base your card sign, you know, your lack of cards being sent out as of, you know, to reflect upon your podcast,
right? Which I thought was very nice. I was like, oh girl, these cookies are crumbling. Oh, I'm gonna have to just eat the bag.
All right, let me get the first voicemail up here. One second.
Please hold while the next available representative comes to your aid.
You deleted them. Oh, wait, here they are. It's about to be real mad.
What is this?
That's called a preacher cookie.
Mm.
You ready for this call?
Not sure I'm a fan of that. But I'm gonna go ahead and take another. I'm gonna go ahead and take one of these crumbling ass chocolates. It's. I'm gonna have to take both of them.
Hello, boys. I'm walking.
You need to put your headphones on.
Oh, I did listen to those two. I don't need. I heard them already.
You're not gonna comment. How do you know which one I'm playing? Put your headphones on. Oh my god. I mean, are you brand new to this? Because you know people are hating on you right now for eating while you're recording, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Hello, boys. I'm walking towards the post office because I bought some clothing that is too small for me. I forgot. I'm no longer Asian. I'm more Popeyes. Fuck. Anyway. Yeah, I forgot to call last time. You didn't mention the butterfly, but I have a little tidbit about the butterfly. Did you know that every time the butterfly sings life, 12 whale babies die? Tragic. I know. Love you still. Hendrik from Perfume City.
He said,
Hendrik from Perfume City. We got another one.
Hold on. Really fucking loud, dude.
Oh, sorry. I didn't turn it down. I guess.
Oh, my God. My ear was
I wonder
hurting.
If everyone else is like, oh, my God. That's so right? loud.
They're like, oh, Jesus.
Sorry, you guys. You ready?
Jesus.
Hendrik. Oh, my gosh. He just sounds so adorable.
Like, I would love to wake up and just have him whisper stupid shit in my ear. Like,
sock. Paperclip.
Paperclip.
Sock. Paperclip.
Oh my god.
You are so stupid.
Oh my god.
Well, please give us some other words you would like for him to say.
Oh my god.
It'd be like toothpick. La bufanda.
Oh my god. Go ahead and play that one.
Okay.
I'm gonna get the dogs.
Okay. Roger's house sitting for some friends. So we're recording live from Evanston. He has to let the dogs in right now. They're two hound dogs. They're real cute. Gracie and what's the other one's name? Baxter. So, all right, let's get to this other call. Let's see, 1 second. Here we go.
So I just left the post office, and I'm busy listening to your last show. I'm so sad, Tease. Not that I'm in a relationship. I am forbidden. Yes, forbidden. To bring out my lesbian candles from Bath and Body Works. Because hubby is a naturalist, which means we're only allowed to use bioproducts, which means cleaning the house takes 5,000 times longer than the shit I used to buy that was like acid, you know, killing the rainforest. So, please enjoy the candles and the Bath and Body Works sales for me. You know I love that place. How charming I can be to get that sale that's no longer possible. Fuck!
Mariah.
Perfume City.
I heard Mariah.
Butterfly. You're just like, butterfly.
Suck. Toothpick. Butterfly. Well, Hendrik, thank you for calling. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for calling.
You know what? I have used natural products before. And like with dish soap, I don't mind using that. Mm-mm. But like I need to use the real stuff, like on my clothes, on the floor in the bathroom. Like, I need Clorox, like, straight up. I need, you know, 409, whatever window cleaner. I don't need it.
You need the shit that when you put it on the floor, it's going to lift the linoleum just like it does in Baron's house.
Right.
Anyway. Love you, Baron.
But yeah, I need strong stuff. I can't do the... And like you said, it takes like longer to clean something. Ugh. It sucks.
It already sucks ass that cleaning takes forever. And then for it to take even longer when you use natural products.
So we're sorry about that. But let me tell you, he could... Like, no sales going on, right? In Bath & Body Works. He walks in there and he gives his whole sob story of how he's South African and then he's German, you know, and they don't get stuff over there. And then all, you know, lo and behold, you save $30 over 60 and you're getting 30% off. Can I get an accent, please? So that I can get that.
Oh my God, can you imagine if you're going in there and be like, I'm from South Africa. By way of Germany.
Hey, Roger, I'm going to need you to calm down on the cookies because I would like to have a few.
Oh, I'm sorry. You made them. Do you want one? No? Okay, thanks.
Thought you were allergic. Bitch, I made them.
Okay.
Oh, bless you.
Thank you.
And then we have one weird call that we're just really not gonna confused. Play. Like,
what it's about.
Watch it.
It's very explicit.
It's very stupid is what it is.
I think it was a butt dial or something.
Somebody was watching some really tragic ass porn. If that was a butt fucking dial.
Let's bring up the Trello. Okay.
Oh,
speaking of,
okay. We didn't get any emails, right? Mm-mm. No emails. Okay. Everyone must have received their Christmas cards by now. Hopefully. I know we had a couple people who, you know, retweeted us or tweeted us that they had received their cards or whatever. Thank you to those people who did. Anything you want to talk about? Yes, because they love silence.
I know. I'm thirsty. What else?
They have Coke Zero if you want some.
Okay, I'll get it in a minute. So we're going to go straight into this because I have been holding this inside all week.
Okay, before you do that, can we just say that we send our condolences to Gus because Gus Chad. His mom passed away I think Thursday night or into Friday morning possibly. So we just want to send a shout out to him and say, you know, our thoughts are with you. And I know the funeral was this weekend, so hopefully everything was smooth. That's it. Okay, yeah. Moving past that.
And, like, I have to talk about this. I've been holding it inside all week. I have not said anything online about it. What is the deal with the asshole that spent $150,000 on plastic surgery to look like Kim Kardashian? And he doesn't fucking look like Kim Kardashian. He looks like a a rose-butted asshole is what he looks like.
I don't know.
I mean... He, what? Her.
She is literally PSLing white girl right now.
My God.
Anyway, go ahead.
No, I want to read some of the article because some people may not know this.
First of all, it looked like she took the ass of a bamboo and stuck it right on her face. And then the eyebrows are tattooed. Onto her.
I can't find the article.
Him, her.
It's not.
Because it's a guy.
Is he a guy. Is he Latino? Is he Latino? Or did he do spray tan? Or
I think he did spray tan. Because he's from England. He's from the UK. I mean, he literally looks like they took the set of ass off of a bamboo and stuck it on his face.
It says Jordan James Park from Manchester, UK, reportedly spent $150,000 in an attempt to look like his role model. His role model.
Role model.
Who the fuck? It like
model to that Roland.
Kim Kardashian. Ever since he discovered Kim on her TV show, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, he has since then had 50 lip filling operations, eyebrow tattoos, Botox injections in the eyes, eyebrows, and forehead, and even Kim's favorite beauty treatment, the vampire facial, all in the desperate hope to look like Kim Kardashian. Did you see the picture?
Yes.
What the fuck?
I mean, he was a good looking kid.
Yeah.
Like without all this shit. So it's just, it's really like, what is the psychology of this kid?
I wish you guys could just see.
Maybe we'll use it as fan art.
I don't even know if I can do that because he doesn't look.
I mean, guys, if you were to watch this right now, she is so PSLing.
I am so mad right now.
I'm so mad.
It's just irritating that there was no, why do you want to look like her? You're a male. You don't identify as anything else, from what I gathered. And you don't look like her. And you look like an idiot. It's crazy.
It's so insane.
He looks like a clown version of her.
Yeah, like like a caricature of her. I just don't understand why people, I would love to learn the psychology of those people who do that. Like, I want to look like my star. Like, I love Mariah Carey, I love Madonna, and I love Janet. I'm not going to fucking do shit
look like Madonna. Let's get that clear. Madonna. Oh, God. We have more bone mass than she does, like, her whole body. Our bone mass equal her body mass.
Oh, my God.
But, we would never fight that.
But I don't know. I don't understand. Like, it's just so strange to me that someone would want to do that to their face.
And their lips. And he has those huge, like.
They're literally like finger. They're like Groucho Marx.
Yeah.
Eyebrows.
I don't even know why he even thinks that looks good. Whatever. I'm done with it. I don't want to stress about it anymore.
Done. So done.
So we also wanted to talk about this fucked up situation with North Korea and Sony Pictures.
Okay, you know what? Sony, you're an asshole. You should have let that movie fucking release and be done with that. What are some little... Oh, I don't want to say this because that's going to be racist.
What?
And I'm not going to say it. But anyways... It's just, I can't, like, you know, I think President Obama is the one that said that. He was, or said that, not that he was the one that said that, but that we are not going to allow another country to try and set fear in us because we are practicing our right as a nation or something to that effect. Mm-hmm. Not verbatim, but something to that effect. And I think I agree with him, because then that shows weakness, and that puts us in potential danger for other people to do that. You know what I mean? So I think it's kind of I think it's kind of shitty that they pulled it. Like, I would have even been okay with if they released it in just certain cities, like major cities. But even then, like, not release it at all, you're a fucking pansy. I wonder if it had anything to do with the fact that Sony is a Chinese company.
Well, they say that they think China was in cahoots with them.
Oh.
They're allies. Like, they support each other because they're both communist nations.
Interesting.
But apparently the president said, oh, it's on. And I'm like, oh, what are you going to do? Send a virus?
Right.
Please.
Oh, well, you know what so now what I read this morning was that North Korea was saying that no, it was not, you know, from Korea. We're not the ones that actually hacked in there. So we're going to try to find out the same. Like, so they're trying to make it like we are going
we're
going
to help you find out who it is.
Exactly. You know what?
North Korea, stop. No one's stupid. You're except
gonna
get, for Sony.
You're going to get burnt.
You're going to get real burnt.
Real burnt. Like the people, the Nagasaki Day.
Oh. No, you can't say that. That's not appropriate.
You are going to incinerate.
It's not appropriate. Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. Didn't John Ung go back to...
He's planning his trip to go back to Malaysia.
Malaysia. Okay. For some reason, I was like... Not that I thought he. No, I think
it's Malaysia.
Malaysia. No, I. Not that I didn't. Jeonhong. Not that I was thinking you were going back to Korea.
Yeah. That's not what you said before the
podcast. Right. Finish your fucking statement before you try to burn me.
I really want some sweet nice back. I want this glass to be full of sweet nice tea again.
Oh, is that what you got?
With my special adult juice beverage in it.
Right. I mean, just fucking taking forever. Spit it out, girl.
So anything else you have to say about the interview? I think the movie was probably really shitty.
Well, you know, that's
what I still think that I would still go see it because there has been so much chaos about
I agree. They were saying that a lot of that it was getting mixed reviews in the like kind of like when people went to go see it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know if I don't think it would have been funny.
I love James Franco and
I love Seth Rogen. So. I mean, I don't know if it would have not been funny. I just don't think it would have been as funny as it's been portrayed to be,
promoted to be. Yeah.
So, anyways, moving along. Do you have anything else to say about it?
No, I think it's just kind of shitty. And then, you know, just they did this, so we're going to do this.
Right.
Well, we are number one. We don't take orders from anyone. I mean, even though we're really not supposed to have that attitude, it's there.
It's American.
Right.
It's American.
Even though we're the second richest company in the world now.
Country?
Yeah.
You said
took over.
Oh, China. Man, Chinese.
Always got to win.
Always. All right. So we're going to move on to... Do not say the third one. Just give me a second because I have to cue something up here. I'm going to try to cue me up something.
You going to cue you up something?
I'm going to just cue you
up. Do you want to talk about something that Joe Batanz loves for us to talk about? the last episode of Serial?
No, because I want to spend a little time on that.
Okay. Instagram cleanup. What do you have to say about that?
Nah. Oh. Sorry.
What? What are you
doing? We're introing to a segment. We're doing an on live like segment switch.
There's quiet noise. People don't like that. Wait, what is this for? Oh, the
I love this song.
You could have just played it and people could have heard.
Oh, what?
No, it's too late now. You fucked it up.
Can you?
All right, that's good.
No, it's not. We're getting there. I love this.
I can tell. You're taking your shark clothes off. You're stripping to it.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Oh, so here comes La Mariposa.
La Mariposa. Oh,
Christmas time is here.
Some great sound effects.
I know, right?
Let me.
That's
Oscar
gonna,
award winning.
That's going to sound real shitty on the playback. So before we move on to our two last topics.
No, we have three topics.
Oh, is it three? No, two. Christmas time and then.
There's three more after that.
Oh, is there? Oh, shit. I didn't even see that.
Yeah. How about you use the Trello?
How about I put the third message to the bottom and the second message to the bottom? So anyways, Christmas time is here.
Yes.
What is it? Wednesday. Our treat to you will be the release of this episode.
On Wednesday?
Yeah.
Christmas Eve.
Why not?
Busy that day.
Oh. Anyway, so yeah, so hope you were good and Santa brought you some giffies.
And we probably won't talk to you for the end of the year, so we hope you have a happy new year also.
Yeah, shove the new year far up your ass.
Like you're doing that cookie right now.
You love not of my cookies, ass. Don't you? Fucking cookies were good.
I make a good damn cookie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going over, or Tony and I are going to Roger's house for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have a non-traditional Christmas dinner. /Mexican/... That's Meyer. So, excuse me.
Oh, my God. Girl.
Shit.
You want to get that checked out. Yeah, so it's like a smorgasbord of like different kinds of food. So
I can't wait. I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
And Tony has to make something, but Roger said he couldn't make salsa because his mom will cut him. And I'm like, can Mexicans cut other Mexicans?
No, I mean, it's kind of like redheads and with redheads. It's,
yeah, it just doesn't happen.
It just doesn't happen. And
if it does, it shouldn't.
It's like the scene in, right. It's like the scene in Star Wars where they're fighting with their swords and then they go. Right. It's like, yeah, just like that.
That's exactly what that is. Like two lightsabers touching. You're so stupid.
It's called comedy. Anyway, so we're going to move on to what I like to call a very douchey.
Mary.
Very Mary douchey letter that we got.
Which so, I did not get.
So okay, yeah, so I got hit out. I think this was a podcaster. And I didn't say anything that was nasty in my reply to this person or podcaster.
Well, we don't know it was a podcaster because it is by,
should we say the name?
No, I mean it's by a blank profile. There's no information.
Right. It's a no information. But I'll read you what it says. I'm not going to give the name of the person, but I'll read it anyway. I'm trying so hard. I enjoy your podcast, and you almost had me rethink or reignite an appreciation for Mariah and Miss Jackson until you began to discuss MCT oil and Kerrygold butter.
Because that's something we talk about every day.
Right. Or all
the time. Because we're professionals.
Right. No.
And we're a science podcast, so right. Obviously we tell only the truth.
Right. But you know what's so funny is that he said MCT oil, or she, Kerrygold butter. Like, I love that he did. I love that this person didn't talk about, like, the other shit that we've talked about.
Right.
That's been worse. So at least we're doing something good.
And I didn't even talk about this, so I don't.
I think this is the reason why it was directed at me, because I did talk about that.
That was about the butter and the coffee.
Yes. Okay. And they proceeded to spell out what MCT oil was. You know, he was telling me, he said it's not an amino acid containing anything, and butter is virtually protein free. Butter, especially pasteurized butter, provides butyric acid, not amino acid. That was my
check. Yeah.
Also, it sounded like a fart. Also, go to the source, not the celebutards. His word, not mine. Like Drew Pinsky, for information on this newfound appreciation for these triglycerides, try bulletproofexecutive.com. As Dave Asprey started the whole coffee MCT oil butter thing, a ripoff of Tibetan yak butter tea, I've spent entire winters there living off the stuff and keep you warm. Entire winters. Okay, he's an old motherfucker then. Entire winters. So are you a monk? Did you travel? Have you traveled the world that you've spent years in high up in the Tibetan whatever Himalayas drinking yak butter? Anyway, I had to keep Cookie Monster in check.
Right.
She's going to lay angry. and to close that off, I will not pass summary judgment on Mimi or Miss Jackson until you clean up your lipid biochemistry act. That is all. Thank you. Here is where it makes it very suspicious. Pod is my co-pilot. It is now, once again, my favorite podcast. Sigh.
What? Which is a spinoff of Foul Monkeys.
To be clear. You know, so let me finish it off. So my reply was, okay, so initially I was a little upset that I got this email.
He was real upset when he texted me. He's like, go check your messages. Did you get this message? And I'm like, no, what are you talking about?
I know. And then when he said no, I was like, fuck, I was targeted. I was like, God damn
it. I just
it.
Felt threatened. I don't know what it was.
Right.
I just felt threatened.
I felt real threatened. Anyways, it's just so, I wasn't necessarily upset. I was just like, what the fuck? Like,
okay, this is a free podcast.
Well,
the name of it's called Foul Monkeys. Obviously, we don't know anything about science.
I wouldn't say that, but
we don't know anything about butter, apparently. Or whatever he was talking about.
Okay, so wait. So this was my response because I think that kind of covers what we're talking about. Okay, so I said, thank you for your feedback on the show. MCT, yes, you are correct. It's not an amino acid. I misspoke. It's a fatty acid. I know that butter has no protein, but when you consume it the way that it's directed to drink it, it acts like a protein by making you think that you're full. And that is correct. Mm. And yes, I have
thank you for your work for that.
Right. And yes,
but
I have tried it.
I will write you a message.
Right. And yes, I have tried it. And yes, it does make me feel full. I said, Dr. Drew may be on TV, but he is a doctor, a legit doctor. And I don't need to be, I don't need to go to the Bulletproof website. I have already been there several times and will be purchasing the guy's coffee. Dr. Drew and Mike, his co-host, have had Dave Asprey on their show several times talking about his website, products, and information that he has found by doing all that we speak of. I don't think it's considered a ripoff if he actually says that he learned this process when he visited Tibet. And, well, your thoughts on Janet and Mariah are, well, your thoughts. In any case, I appreciate your chat, even though I have no idea who this is or if this is even a real Facebook account by someone that is new to the show or if it's another podcaster trying to disguise themselves. In any case, I hope you continue to listen. Always a salesman. Pod is my co-pilot is an awesome podcast. They are one of my faves next to mine. Happy holidays. So
you know, like when Roger was telling me, I'm like, whatever. I've been doing this for 8 years, so I'm just like,
right,
you know, and people say something, I'm like, oh, okay, got it, whatever.
Right.
But, you know, when you're still kind of new, you still kind of have to.
Well, you know, first of all, like I said before,
it was kind of shitty, but.
Oh, I don't care.
Obviously, I mean, he's scared of who he is because he doesn't.
It's what basketball players do.
It's what you make it out to be.
It's what basketball players do. They like to reach for the nut. So they
reach for the thirst.
Yeah. The thirst is real. Mm-hmm. No, I mean, I just, you know, like it's funny that I appreciate that at least there's some sense of humor in the letter, because out of every fucking foul thing that we have said, this is what he chooses. So I'm okay with that. Second thing is, I never claimed that what I was saying was coming from me because I'm a scientist.
You held your hand on the Bible before we did that show and you said, I am a scientist.
Right.
And I also stayed at a Holiday Inn Express. I am a scientist of
making up shit. No, but you know, the thing is that, okay, it wasn't verbatim, one. Two, it was past information that I read on my own. So I wasn't remembering everything that was. The gist was there.
You're not a scientist.
And I'm not a scientist. I never claimed to be. Well, I did 5 minutes ago, but that's right. Okay. In any case, I think that it's a funny email. I replied and he hasn't replied, so I don't know if he's even seen it or not. Oh, he saw it yesterday at 2:31.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, Mike's lives. Good luck in all that you do.
Oh.
And
I thought we weren't going to do that.
Whatever. Do what you need to do, I guess.
It is what it is. I'm not. I'm.
go get yours done.
I'm not gonna I'm not, it's, yeah, I don't really care.
Brush it away, blow it away right now.
I mean, sure. Dust myself off and try again.
Pick yourself back up
again. Yeah. So okay,
you can dust yourself off
and try again. Yeah. Try again.
That's a Leah.
That movie was awful. So how much, where are we at? Wait, time is
calm. 35 minutes.
We're at 35 minutes?
Yeah.
Holy shit. That's because we're so fucking slow. Because this is a drunkie cast. Okay. So we're going to talk about, let's talk about the Instagram cleanup first, and then we'll talk about cereal.
Yeah.
Because the cereal will take longer.
So they had an Instagram cleanup, and they like deleted a bunch of bots, you know, accounts.
Yeah.
And then how about Justin Bieber is pissed because he lost like 3 million people.
And so is... So is Madonna.
Yeah.
No, Kim Kardashian. She lost 1.3 million from her following. And I'm sitting here going, what the?
Oh, we have to pause. Tony's calling.
Oh, okay.
Uno momento.
And we're back.
And we're back.
Sorry, Tony called and I had to pick up the phone. But we were talking about the Instagram.
That leash just does not go far, retract far enough.
It. Come on. Calm down. I'm not like Carol from The Walking Dead.
You're not owned.
No. Maybe pre-owned.
Oh God, that's awful. Anyway, go ahead.
But all these stars are pissed because they have like millions of people drop off their Instagram accounts. And I'm like, really? That's all you have to fucking be worried about today is your Instagram followers? Yeah. I mean, come on.
That's so stupid.
Get it together.
They're just fucking dumb.
And like Kim Kardashian made like $500 million from that stupid app she has online on the iPhone.
I know.
Dumb. I mean, God.
Maybe we should do
an app.
Yeah.
Okay. We can barely do a podcast. We can barely do a video cast.
Oh, here we're comes that
negative.
We're on
the brink of technology and you want us to make an app.
But what would it be?
Sad.
Okay, anyways, moving along. All right, to get to the final topic before we cut this bitch off, because this train is going nowhere.
Nowhere in town.
Wow. Anyways, so this Thursday was kind of a day of mourning.
Too bad we don't have the music to play.
Oh, we do. Boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom. That's good. You don't have to play it.
Yeah, it's just a...
You didn't say what it was.
I was kidding. Sorry, I lost my thought. I'm not drunk. So... It's with bittersweetness, I think, that the show that we that comes on Thursdays, and I'm sure everybody knows, it was Serial, because we that breathed life into us.
That cereal sure did.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I just threw in a little milk in there, and it was so good. So it ended Thursday, spoiler alert. And you have, God, I mean, we shouldn't even say that. Right. At this point, if you're just barely catching on,
you're wow. Late.
You're late. You're incredibly, you're so fucking late, you think you're first. anyway, so it just, it ended, but, you know, it's kind of, as cliche as it may sound, it's the beginning for him. You know, the person who initially brought the case to Sarah, which was Rabia Chaudhry, I've been following her on her like blog and stuff, and you know the thing that she says is that, you know, yeah, this is the beginning for him because now there's a bunch of information. You know, the funny thing is that they were talking about how there's been a lot of information that wasn't put in the podcast.
Mm. And by the way, if you did not know, this is one of the things that Joe Patance cannot stand we talk about.
Oh yes, let it be known. Let it be known.
He gets his heart racing.
And he gets so incredibly like agitated.
I mean, just please continue.
Oh, but I do want to mention for the record, He did say we were his second favorite podcast. One of his favorite podcasts. Mm. Which I think there was a little hint of
favoritism there.
No, or sarcasm. Whichever. Oh. Anyway. You know, the thing is that now apparently what she was saying in that post that she put was you know, that there were a lot of things that she discovered that she didn't know about, just like everybody else did. You know, and obviously she knew most of the information, but she was like, there were other things that were coming into the podcast that she didn't know. The one thing that she did say is, you know, she did ask Sarah Koenig if, you know, like, because Sarah Koenig asked Rabia, are you ever going to stop? And she said, the only way I'll stop is if they find evidence mm-hmm. that proves that he killed her. And he's like, if that ever comes to light, I will walk away. I was like, wow, that's incredibly powerful for her to say something like that, because she's been his biggest advocate ever mm-hmm. since he's been in jail. And the second thing that she said, then she turned a question around to Sarah. She's like, so are you, like, what are you going to continue? And she said, of course I am. Mm-hmm. You know, she's like, I'm not going to just leave it behind. Which I thought was, again, you know, as I've said in the past, like, I think that was, it kind of really let you know where she was in her position with the whole case. I mean, outside of what she said on the podcast. Mm-hmm. But I also think that she's probably really invested at this point, you know, because it was something that for some reason I feel like she connected to the case. Mm. But, you know, I thought that it was incredibly fucked up that they didn't connect this case to someone else, because it seems like there was a person that was, you know, committing crimes or had committed crimes in the past that were very similar and to the same type of person.
No, at the same time they were released from jail.
Yeah. So the guy was released from jail 10 days prior to her dying mm-hmm. and he killed another girl almost a year to the date later. Mm-hmm. And so I think that it's kind of, I mean, I think it's one of those things where it's kind of fucked up, because, you know, it could be that those wires never crossed paths. So you couldn't really say, oh my God, maybe, you know, now with technology, what we have, you could do that. You could run a set of fingerprints mm-hmm. against your, you know, their database. And, you know, if there's a, you know, potential match for a crime or whatever, you would know that a lot earlier. But, you know, so that was one of the pieces that came to light. And, you know, Pookie and I discussed this yesterday, because one of their biggest things, I didn't like the fact that she kept hanging on to the cell phone towers, and like that was like their biggest sort of, so initially she said that was what their biggest sort of defense was, that they had cell phone to sort of pinpoint where they were at all times because of that phone. Mm-hmm. Problem with that is that, you know, as they said previously in the episodes, they had said that you can't, it doesn't tell you specifically, it just tells you an area. And so that was kind of interesting that they held onto that. But what I was telling Pookie was like, what I think what they meant by saying that was that was the only viable evidence, small as it may be, minute or insignificant as it may be, that they had for a reason, you know, or some, like, to figure out the case. Mm-hmm. And that, I think that's why they made such a big deal about the records and, you know, the phone records, and that was telling the story and that was solid evidence, but really wasn't. And especially because nowadays they don't even allow that stuff in court, because it's inadmissible because of the fact that it's shoddy. Wait,
are you being an attorney right now?
Yeah.
Are you a certified attorney?
I
because
am.
We don't want to get another.
No, I want to get another one. No, I'm dying. But anyway, dying. So I just think it's really, it was very sad to listen to Adnan almost cry, mm-hmm. and really for the first time, really show us a side of him, and you know, I will continue to follow the case, and you know, hopefully everything, you know, clears up for him. I don't know. I mean. there is a possibility that that guy killed him. I just don't. And this is something. So the Time magazine did an interview with Deirdre, mm-hmm, which is the Innocence of what is
Fund
it?
The, or whatever.
The Innocent Project. The mm-hmm. Innocence Project. And she kind of sat there and said that there was still more evidence that was coming to light. You know, like other suspects that they totally missed and stuff like that. So it's going to be really interesting to see what comes out of that. I mean, and it looks like she was pointing to the fact that I don't care what way you put it, even if the blood, you know, like the stuff that they're testing comes back and it doesn't show Adnan, if they're doing X, Y, and Z, she's like, there's no reason this kid should be in jail.
Hopefully it works out for him.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I hope so too. I mean,
I think it might be hard to make a second season of this without it being like a murder case or something that's like this.
I know, because I was trying to envision like maybe like let's say if they did something like on the vegetable industry, like organics and things like that. Like maybe you can make it that way, sort of like the ins and out of how mm-hmm. government has something to do with that and like farmers and things like so. And I thought, okay, well, I can totally see it in that sort of kind of topic. But if it's something that's kind of funny or comical in nature,
I think political would be interesting too. Like, if right. you do like a news story about like shit that happens, like on what's the show with
Bill Maher?
No, she's the attorney, the fixer. What is?
Are you talking about Kerry Washington?
Yeah. What is
that? Goddamn revenge.
I was going to say revenge too, but it's not.
No, it's not. Scandal.
Scandal. Like if they had shit like that.
Oh, or see, House of Cards, yeah. Right, or something right.
like that. That's that would be cool.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. Like, if it was something like that, but if they have something that's comical,
no,
I don't stop. Like, you know, grandma lost her whatever and then found it like 2 years later in the same spot she left it 18,000 years ago. I mean,
Grandma got turned really old real quick, right?
So, you know, I just wonder how they're going to, like, I feel like that would be weird. So it has to sort of be in this suspenseful kind of manner. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. But it's going to be interesting to see the second season.
You need to hear it.
I need to hear it. I need to hear it.
All right. So the show's gone on long enough, I think. Yeah. We don't want it to be too long, and we have more subjects to talk about, so maybe we could do a second show if you want.
Oh, show.
So, this is Ricky.
And this is... Who did I say I was?
I don't know.
Oh, Cookie Monster.
Cookie Monster.
This is Cookie Monster!
From Evanston, Illinois.
Evanston, Illinois. Bye, y'all. Bye. Deuces.
Thank you for listening to the Foul Monkeys podcast. You can give us a call at 863-666-0377.
And then you can fit.
Keep going. It's one take. Keep going. Oh,
okay.
I'm serious.
Facebook.com/FoulMonkeys. This is not going to be one
us.
Take.
You can tweet us at Foul Monkeys. And you could also find us on YouTube by searching for Foul Monkeys.
And look out for our Instagram soon to come. Instagram.whatever/ Monkeys.
This is what you get for a free show. It's a sad. Real sad.
Okay. And that's the end.